major step, standing against the immoral and abhorrent practice of torture, the UN Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment went into effect. So it was adopted by unanimous agreement of the UN General Assembly, all saying, yes, we should not be torturing people. It's immoral. Signed by the United States on April 18th, 1988. For example, to just look at what is happening with NEARCAT's work this Torture Awareness Month, we're asking people to show our relatively new 35-minute film on torture in our name. It documents three of our state campaigns that work to actually end torture in their states, New Jersey, New York, and Louisiana. As I mentioned, Connecticut has comprehensive ban as well. Louisiana has a ban on special populations. This is the activists themselves, the solitary survivors themselves, the legal beagles, the faith community, all working, vigiling, praying, advocating to end the solitary confinement in their state. You know, here's where this ties into Guantanamo on Torture Awareness Month. We all want the United States to have a strong presence in advocating for human rights around the world. And yet, every time the U.S. tries to intervene on global issues of global torture, I know for a fact just recently from Russia and from China, when being criticized by their human rights violations of their own populations or immigrant populations, they just pointed to Guantanamo and they said, well, what about that? Why are you telling us what to do on human rights? Why don't you clean up your own backyard? So we can see how the fact that Guantanamo is still open impacts the way in which the world sees the United States as, you know, are they really serious about standing up against torture? We've signed the UN document. We say we do, but we have to prove it with our actions. So Torture Awareness Month is a time for people to vigil, to, again, connect with their members of Congress and really push to see if we can get Guantanamo closed and get our governors to start to take some action and our state legislatures to take some action to close it in our own backyard.
Ron, you and I have worked on these issues for years. I'm so grateful for what you do every day. I know that people can go to www.narcat.org, and thank you so much for being on Law and Disorder.
You're welcome, Steve. Thank you.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org. This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we talk more about the attacks on pro-Palestinian protesters with the president of the Muslim Public Affairs Council.
Co-founder and president Salam al-Mariati joins us to talk about his efforts to hold university officials and law enforcement accountable for allowing attacks against pro-Palestinian protesters.
We'll also speak with graduate student Javier Fitzsimmons-Cruz, who was arrested after the encampment was torn down.
He vividly describes the situation at the NYU encampment, and after all, he ran from his arrest to defend his dissertation.
Stay with us.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
And I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer.
As the Israeli-Gaza war rages on, protests have spread throughout American campuses as students oppose Israeli military onslaught and the tragic humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Students have demanded a ceasefire, an end to U.S. military support for Israel, and that universities divest from Israel. In response, university officials have suspended and expelled students, banned pro-Palestinian student groups, called in the police, and sent mixed messages on students' right to free speech. At UCLA, a group of counter-protesters launched a violent attack on pro-Palestinian protesters. To address these critical issues, we've invited Salam al-Mariati, president and co-founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council, where he oversees MPAC's groundbreaking civic engagement, public policy, and advocacy work. Salam al-Mariati is an expert on Islam in the West, Muslim reform movements, human rights.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We'll be right back. zero.
Thank you.
Thank you. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, online at WRCT.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her?
Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now, ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab 'em in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy or who's to blame? Skip a rope, skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. It echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for it's a tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skippity-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now, once was a time when I could not imagine how it would feel to say I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Now shine on me, sun, shine, walk with me, well, it's a skippity-doo-dah-day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Shine on me, sun, shine, walk with me, well, it's a skippity-doo-dah-day.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. You never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
Till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, White Lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, White Lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White Lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
Well, I see this liquor came and he said, I'm tough. I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White Lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride. on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women Abilene, my Abilene.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Like a glove, I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. I wanna be the only one that you want more. I wanna be the only one knocking down your door. I wanna be the only one that you're going for. I wanna be the only one that makes it rock and roll. I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. Well, I can't just feel my head to the world. You know I wanna be the only one that you do. I can't look around.
Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.